You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting email. Curtis writes, Doctor, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and my extended family and in-laws do not know. I've been invited to Thanksgiving, and they drink heavily. I've been sober now for 3 months. I want to avoid going, but my wife won't let me. How do I approach the alcohol on the table? That's a good one, because I know many of you guys have to drink just to get through the whole in-laws and extended family. You know, that's tough. And I mean, good for you. I mean, for 3 months dry, I mean, good for you. That's a tough one. I'm a little confused why your wife, isn't being as helpful on this one, because I gotta tell you something. For you to get through this, the longer you're dry and sober and not being because there's two things that'll happen with Thanksgiving. Number one is you have the temptation of all the alcohol being around. But number two, you have the stress of the Thanksgiving dinner and family. You know, it's interesting. Thanksgiving's a phenomenal holiday, and I think it's great for families to get together. It's so important for families to get together. But, me being a physician, I hear from my patients it's a very, very stressful time. Okay? You know, being with family and the travel, very stressful. And so alcohol seems to be a very common part of the Thanksgiving meal because it's easy to cope with certain family members, etc. I mean, you would think that family members, I mean, this would be a real joyous occasion and fun and etc. But it seems to be very, very stressful, more stressful than people just doing Thanksgiving with buddies. All right, but you aren't doing Thanksgiving with buddies. You're doing Thanksgiving with family. And so, and I have patients, all the time. They go, gosh, get me a sick note. I need a note for work. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I could get you out of work for Thanksgiving. I go, no, you don't understand. I need a note saying I have to work so I don't have to go away for Thanksgiving. And it's a shame it's like that. It is. It's a shame. I think our thresholds have changed for what we put up with. It's very interesting when you look at other cultures, okay, where most of the family and extended family all live on the same street or all live under the same roof. Everybody seems to cope and seem to handle it better. But us Americans, we seem to, have this new trend of family being across the country. And going to visit them is something that's supposed to be a hardship. I don't get that. Okay? I mean, I always had family living with us. I mean, our grandparents were always poor or sickly, so they always lived with us. I mean, that was just something that was just, commonplace. Nowadays it's like, well, we don't have to. I mean, we live in an age of, we don't have to really put any work into it, or we don't have to have anything negative. We don't have to be bored. We have internet. We just have this, all these different, shall we say, outs these days that really, Thanksgiving is a stressful time. But mind you, I get that. Okay. So here you are. You're a recovering alcoholic, and good for you. You've been sober for 3 months. You're going to Thanksgiving, and the family doesn't know. Now you see that already, cut you off on one option, because one option is if the family knows, no alcohol. Yet, I mean, if my guess is there's going to be some people that are like, well, I can't really go with that rule, all right? Because again, not partaking in Thanksgiving, that's another option. And believe it or not, I don't have a problem with that, because if there's that many stressors. And you're kind of at the 3 month mark. One of you had asked, how long do you have to be sober for it to really stick? Well, for any of you that's been dry now 19 years, you were dry the first day, 2 days. I mean, when you need to avoid temptation in the first 2 days, in the first week, in the first 3 months, 6 months, a year, you could fall off the wagon anytime. All right. But the longer you've been off the wagon, the better. And if you don't think you're ready to be in an environment where there's a lot of alcohol, avoidance is a way to manage. Okay? I mean, I don't think you have to, when you're training, be put in a position or a situation where you have to, you know, see all this. Now, you could, you know, I mean, try to do the old duels thing, like the I don't even know if old duels is still around. The non-alcoholic beer. If you have a certain beverage that you like, I mean, it depends on where you're at, you know, or talk to your wife about some options, because I understand, you know, if avoidance of the Thanksgiving dinner and avoidance of the whole, you know, Thanksgiving trip is not an option, all right, then you and your wife need to come up with a plan. I get it. If the family doesn't know and you don't want the family to know, that's going to make it hard. You know, because the wife could say, oh, you know what, he's a recovering alcoholic, let him just go watch the game while we drink, or everybody let's kind of drink our alcohol and then put it away or something. If she can't do that because the family doesn't know, then, I mean, you know, and you really don't want to go, I mean, I'm going to back you up on this one. All right? I mean, you don't need the temptation, okay? I mean, you've gone 3 months sober. That's amazing. That's, I'm proud of you for that. But if you and your wife cannot come up with, and I think what's going on, and I wish you could call in so we could talk about it, but my guess is of what's possibly going on is she wants to tell the family so that everybody could cope, and you don't want the family to know. You're allowed to have that privacy, okay? Just because it's her family doesn't mean her family has to know. So, again, I'm going to back you up on this one. Her family does not need to know, okay? You know, usually when fights happen, people like to bring up old things, and if you don't want in-laws and her extended family to know about this, they don't have to. This is your private medical issues. So, I don't really have a lot of substitutes, you know. Now, I would also recommend talking to your AA sponsor, okay, because this is obviously a subject that has been met with by a lot of people. Right? You're sober, you're dry, and then the holidays come, or you have a family trip, or et cetera. And so if there are any tricks of the trade, things you could do, all right, then I would definitely try to, you know, learn those. And please share them. Great question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, FCC is now allowing your cell phones in flight. Yeehaw! And if you're healthy, obese. Are you really healthy? What's this healthy obese diagnosis? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To my ratings. Come on, where's the love? You know, the love for this show was so strong, people. Come on. All right. We are back on the Dr. Belli Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I apologize. Walmart sells movie theater candy. I know I'm a doctor. I'm supposed to be eating healthy, but I guess you could get movie theater candy for a dollar. You know how we're not supposed to sneak in movie theater candy? Well, guess what I just bought here? Cookie dough bites. Right, yeah, the cookie dough bites. I also bought some snow caps. Those were eaten. So I brought to the studio some cookie dough bites. The problem is I just took out the package. It's only half full. No wonder, really. It's only half full. This kind of blows. But I got my cookie dough bites here. Since the problem is they're kind of hard to eat while doing the show. So I have to wait till break to eat my cookie dough bites. The movie I want to see, and I bought the Halloween candy for that I'm going to sneak into the movie theater, but don't tell anybody, is the Catching Fire Hunger Games movie. Yeah, the Hunger Games movie, the Catching Fire, that's coming out. I don't know if it's already out. I think it's already out. But I'm going to go Thanksgiving morning, you know, before all the family comes, etc. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. Okay, Yeah, it already sounds bad, Grandpa. I need to see Thor. I gotta tell you, of all the Avenger movies, Thor was good, but it wasn't my favorite. I like the other Avenger movies, but here's the problem, okay? A lot of you guys are thinking about skipping Thor 2, right? We got the Thor sequel. Before you skip Thor 2, realize that another Avenger movie is coming out in 2015. So if you skipped Thor 2, you may not understand the Avengers. Because remember with the Avengers that Loki was a real big bad guy? So when they did the Avenger movies, if you didn't know who Loki was, you were screwed. Same, yeah. So you gotta... 2015, I think, also is going to be the next Star Wars, Episode 7. And what's very interesting about that is, you know how with Star Wars we saw 4, 5, 6 first in the 70s and 80s, and then it went back to 1, 2, 3? Episode 7, that's what it is. It's actually Episode 7. So Star Wars 7 is actually Star Wars 7. Because you know how people go, well, Star Wars 3, and you're like, wait a second, Star Wars 3, Episode 6, or Episode 3? You know, and you're all confused. Now, when we talk about Star Wars, we are all on the same page. So that really helps. So there's lots of good movies. I am working on a Dr. Dolly movie, you know. I don't know. I first got to get our TV show set up. But I am working on a Dr. Dolly movie. Absolutely. And that would be a fun... No, and of course I'm dressed. I don't do those kinds of movies. I mean, remember, we want to sell. But that'd be good. So I'll tell you if the Dr. Dolly movie's going to come out. It probably is me. I got to make sure Viggo Mortensen could be the love interest, right? It's going to have to do with... it's going to be probably a Lord of the Rings type of, you know, theme. Because I really dig the whole Lord of the Rings. And I think me and Orlando... And Orlando Bloom also should be in there. Yeah, I think me and Viggo Mortensen would really make another hit movie. I don't know why they didn't use me for the first Lord of the Rings. Yeah, guys, The Hobbit 2... is supposed to be coming also, right? That's the second of the Lord of the... Oh, I don't know if that goes back. Oh, that's right. Lord of the Rings is doing the same stupid thing Star Wars did, where we saw the older, the later versions earlier, and now they're going back in time. I know, I'm confused too, because Legolas is in this one, so I'm confused, but that's okay. That's why you bring in your comfort food candy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm hearing that feedback also. I think it's my setup here. Okay, you know what? Somebody's probably telling me to lay off the sugar. Here we go. Healthy obese people. Governor Chris Christie said, I am the healthiest fat guy you've ever met. Chris Christie. Okay, him being, quote unquote, the healthiest fat guy. Are there healthy fat people? Now, Chris Christie is losing weight. He's looking good. Good for him. I think he got a lap band procedure. He's been losing weight. He's been working on his diet, of course. I mean, if he's thinking about a presidential run... Okay, you know, many presidents, even though we've had overweight presidents, Taft, Teddy Roosevelt, etc. But, you know, healthy obese people still are at higher risk for diabetes and heart disease. In a study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, researchers analyzed a cohort of 4,200 people for a 7-year period, meaning they kind of went back and took a look at what was going on with them. And they looked at the biggest risk factors for developing cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Well, they found, they looked at the blood pressure, the triglyceride, the glucose levels, insulin resistance, etc., and the high-density lipoprotein levels, which are your HDLs. Throughout the study, LDL. LDL is your bad cholesterol. Throughout the study, 9.3 participants developed diabetes, 3.4 developed cardiovascular disease. Overall, both obese people and normally weight people, according to Fox News, who are metabolically unhealthy, appear to have the highest risk for developing cardiovascular disease and diabetes. So basically, whether you're obese or not, you are still at risk for heart disease. So this healthy, quote-unquote, fat guy that many people are now quoting, going, look, I'm like Chris Christie. I'm a healthy fat guy. Be careful. All right? Now, you know, think about it. We've been talking about bariatric surgery. We've been talking about bariatric surgery, right? To help stop diabetes. And some of you are like, well, yeah, you know, so I guess, you know, losing weight helps cure them from diabetes. Exactly. Losing weight can cure diabetes. And we've talked about why. We've talked about the insulin resistance, right? We talked about, imagine your house or your office, the waiting room as your mouth, the hallways, your bloodstream, and the rooms of the office. The cells of your body. So blood sugar gets into the waiting room by food. It gets into the bloodstream, and the job of the body is to get the sugar from the bloodstream, the hallway, into the rooms, the cells. The door to the cells or the rooms, okay, needs a key, and that key is insulin. Insulin helps bring the sugar from the hallway into the rooms, okay? Type 1 diabetics, they don't have a lot of insulin, so they end up getting very, very skinny. They end up having a lot of difficulty with weight and health issues, and we need to give them insulin to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell. Type 2 diabetics have insulin because they've lived long enough to be an adult, but they end up having insulin resistance. Something's pushing against the door, which is fat. You get rid of the fat, you end up having your insulin works better. So the idea that you could be overweight and nothing happens, no. A lot of times you're having insulin resistance. Now there's ways to identify that. There's ways to do blood tests. There's ways to kind of test and get a feel for insulin resistance, which is why we always say keep your weight down. Now, are there diabetics who are skinny? Absolutely. Many of them are type 1 diabetics where their pancreas just isn't working. But the idea that you could be overweight and healthy, I would really just, you know, stop and rethink that, okay? It doesn't hurt to try to get the weight off. Diet, exercise, I mean, make sure your heart can handle the exercise, etc. But, Godspeed with you guys, because I know it's hard. You know, I mean, you know, here I'm making jokes about my candy, etc. But, you know, a lot of us cope different ways, okay? I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't take pills. But I like sugary foods. I got a sweet tooth. I do. I'm a doctor. I know it's not good. We got to take care of our teeth. We got to take care of our hearts. We got to take care of our bodies, right? So it's my job to make sure that sweet tooth is only a very small part of my day, all right, and a very small part of my diet, and that I work out for an hour every day to work that stuff off. All right? And you know, I mean, I don't blame you guys if you're overweight. I don't blame you if you have a sweet tooth. I don't blame you if you smoke, if you drink, because I get it. We all use something to cope. We do. Okay? Some of you guys use porn. Some of you use gossip. Some of you, I mean, there's a variety of things. Some of you like to drive fast. Some of you like to bully. I mean, there's a variety of ways we cope. And we figure out that that's what makes us drive and that's what makes us, you know, live our day. Where it's a problem is if your coping mechanism hurts others. Smoking can hurt others. I get why you do it. No, but that can hurt others. Bullying can hurt others. Okay? Making farting sounds, right, with real farts. That can kind of hurt others. Okay? We don't want to breathe that stuff in. Okay? If you are the head of a family and you are the breadwinner and you're letting your body go, okay, well, then you having, you know, issues with your health can hurt the family. So, you know, not only are you doing it for yourself, but you have to do it for others. And that's something I have a tough time convincing my patients, because some of my patients go, look, Dahlia, I don't want to have surgery if I have cancer, or I don't want to diet and exercise. I'll die when I have to die. And I'm like, you selfish idiot. Don't you have a wife? Don't you have kids? You know, I get that. It's really easy to go the lazy way out and say, you know what, I'm not gonna do the diet and exercise and all that. I'm gonna, you know, live the life, and whatever God wants to take me, God wants to take me. All right, but you have other people relying on you. And I think you do have a duty as a family member to take care of yourself, for crying out flipping loud. All right, and it's not that hard. There's lots of fun exercise you could do. You know, one thing I do is I have a wall. Right, in one of the garages, and I have a racquetball, and I have a racket, and I just kind of hit the racquetball against the wall and try to chase it through it. After about 5-10 minutes, you're already sweaty. Okay, that, you know, you don't have to always go to the gym and do a rowing machine that you hate. There's other stuff you could do. Don't go away, but right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeye.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeguy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. You know, I don't really like to talk about politics too much on the show because already Obamacare is such a big cloud over so much of health care that sometimes I think we really, really need a break. But I know a lot of you are concerned about this nuclear option that Senate Democrats basically took yesterday, eliminating filibusters for most nominations by presidents and basically declaring this rule that majority rules. And so rather than the two-thirds vote, or the 60-vote supermajority that has been, I guess, the standard now, right, in order for confirmation and executive office appointments, et cetera, basically, the Senate Democrats said majority wins, and they voted for it, and of course, I mean, it was so close, okay? I think even three Democrats didn't. All the Republicans voted against it, but I guess now If the senators want to approve somebody that Obama wants to appoint to the circuit, right, of court, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, et cetera, they can do it if they have majority. And this avoids filibusters by the Republicans. And it, to me, I think it's slowly, you know, going towards a more, I guess, fascist government, if you ask me. Majority rules, and they could vote that majority rules. And so, of course, you know, even if we are very frustrated with the government, I think many of us are with the gridlock and the fighting. I mean, it is nasty. Now, I don't know if it's always been nasty. I thought government always was nasty, but I think it's because a lot of us who never were that in tune with what's going on with politics have been watching day after day after day because we're really concerned about our future. I think a lot of us are frustrated with both sides, Republicans and Democrats. I mean, there's never any compromise, but the tensions are so high and everything is so hostile that now this quote-unquote nuclear option has just brought it up to more of a level. At a much higher level. And I understand it's very hard to negotiate with somebody who doesn't want to negotiate. So that's what the Republicans are saying, and that's what the Democrats are saying. Okay, you know, how can you negotiate with somebody who doesn't want to negotiate? So they don't look like they're negotiating. And it's just really vicious over there. I mean, I guess after this vote happened, I guess the Democrats had this big party in the next room. I mean, what is going on? Now, I guess this vote was the culmination of more than 25 years of feuding over nominations, which began with President Ronald Reagan's choice for the Supreme Court and including Obama's picks for certain federal regulatory agencies. So I guess Democrats and the attempted filibusters of Chuck Hagel during the confirmation for defense secretary, etc. I mean, there were a variety of there were a variety of nomination fights. But you see, what's important about these nomination fights, because usually the president gets his way anyway. When it comes to Supreme Court nominations, he gets his way. All right. But what's important about this quote unquote fight, if they're calling it that, is we get to find out more about who is taking over this post. Okay. If President Obama says, I don't know, Chuck Hagel gets it, or Elena Kagan is next, and everybody's like, all right, fine. I mean, we as the public, we have no idea who these people are. All right, but once you start seeing the back and forth, we get the scoop. Now, is some of the scoop yellow journalism? That's, you know, that's a definite issue to look at. But a lot of us would have not known certain agendas, would not known certain pasts, certain histories of these people that are holding these offices. I mean, think about it, okay? We are paying their salary. Don't we have a right to know who is taking that position? Now, I understand the president gets to pick his team. I get that. Okay? I mean, he's allowed to do that. Not everything is up for vote. Okay? You know, we voted for President Obama. All right? We got him. And when he makes choices, etc. But there should be a little bit of a vetting process. And this castration of the minority party scares me, even if a Republican majority is there. Okay? Because I think more and more of us are becoming independents. More and more of us, whether we're conservative or liberal or et cetera, we're not really liking party politics. A lot of us can't stand the fact that Obamacare and this health insurance delay is after the next midterm elections. I mean, come on, people, we're not stupid. Here, our lives, our jobs, our health is in the balance, right? Depending on what election is coming up. I'm sick of it. And you're sick of it. So we're actually seeing a huge trend of people becoming independent. So they may still vote for the Republican candidate or for the Libertarian candidate or for the Democratic candidate or for the Liberal candidate. All right. But we're seeing more people go, you want to know what? I do not want to be associated with the party. We're also finding that a lot of Democrats coming up in this next election, all right, may want to shed their association with Obamacare also. Okay, because Obamacare may be one of those, like a wooden cross to a vampire sort of thing. Yeah, to an election rally. So, I get nervous when anybody usurps power and tries to do majority rules, and that makes us nervous. Okay. because this move, I don't understand why this didn't have to pass the House. Why doesn't this have to pass the House? All I know is that the vote came 52 to 48 from the Senate, unless there's certain things the Senate is allowed to vote on. But I thought I had to go through the House and I had to go through the Senate. And I guess the Senate just voted and boom. And even though every single Republican opposed it, three Democrats opposed it also, all the other Democrats voted for it. Of course, majority rules. So I'm a little nervous, okay? I don't like seeing government do this. This makes me very, very nervous. Now, again, he is the president. President gets to, you know, put whoever he wants wherever. But this stacking of the courts could be a major issue. So, like, for example, with Obamacare, you notice it went back and forth, which also blows my mind, too. I mean, another thing I'm really confused about is I thought when something is presented to a judge, judges are non-biased, okay? And everything's supposed to be pretty fair, right? And so what confuses me is, depending on which district court or which judge accept, I apologize, I'm having problems with my microphone. I hear it. If you guys hear that, I apologize. I don't know why we're getting this buzz. Unless maybe some of you guys have tinnitus, right? Maybe ringing in the ears, tinnitus, I don't know. Anyway, so depending on which judge it went in front of, one judge ruled against it, one judge ruled for it. Okay, so it finally makes it, other judges too, so it finally makes it up to the Supreme Court, and you're like, I don't get that. Okay, why aren't all the judges agreeing? I mean, if everything's supposed to be fair and impartial, then you're supposed to be able to look at something, right, and not rule party line. Yet our judges are ruling party line? What is wrong with our judicial system? So I guess it's so important for presidents to be able to appoint district judge and the federal circuit judges so that things go in the political party's favor. That, where's the fairness? Am I the only one that finds that odd? Or is that the way judges, I mean, you know, family court judges, et cetera, we have to vote for them, don't we? And usually we don't know their denomination or their political affiliation. But even if the Republicans did this, I'd be very nervous. This majority rules, and we're now going to make the laws, is very concerning. Especially when we've seen what we've seen with, you know what, you don't even need to prove you're a citizen, okay? We'll let you vote. That's concerning, people. And so I'm just as shocked as you are. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DAI. When we get back, apparently a scientist claims that we could have 3D-printed human hearts within 10 years. 10 years. Are you kidding me? 3D-printed hearts? We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about how a teenager apparently suffered from concussions, and now he can, like, play all these instruments. What happened here? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you, to our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess you can use your cell phone and talk mid-flight. We're not talking games anymore. We're talking that you will be able to, it looks like, use your cell phones up at 30,000 feet. The FCC is considering overturning its ban on using mobile phones in flight, which to me makes sense because you know how some of the seats have phones in front of you, right? I mean, if it was an issue of somebody not wanting to listen to you on a cell phone, then why did they have the phones in front of you on the seats, right? You know, I remember, like, you could call for, like, $10. You could make a call. I did that once. I don't know why I did it, but it just I wanted to say I called from an airplane. I don't know. Anyway, I guess we have a society now that does not want to be away and communicationless. And I have to admit, I'm part of that society. I mean, when I fly, even if I have somebody covering my office, I want to be accessible to my staff. And we fly to New York a lot. And New York, that's a 4.5-hour flight, assuming there's no delays. And so I have to keep my phone on the whole time until we take off, and then it's off. And for somebody like me, with everything I do, when, you know, as soon as we land and I turn my cell phone back on, all right, you know, there's tons of messages and this and that. It's like, oh my gosh, and a 4-hour delay. I mean, in the ADD society we have now, it's like, oh my gosh, where's Dahlia? What happened to her? Where, you know? And so, and you know, you don't want to tell everybody you're away because then somebody can break into your house. And so it's very frustrating. Now, I'm not sure how you'll be able to access your cell phone service. I mean, I don't think I can make a call from the flight, from the plane. But they say airlines are going to install special equipment that will beam wireless signals from the air to cell towers on the ground. This is being reported by Mail Online. The Post reports that this could require transmission by satellite. Some European flights are already using the system. Last week, the European Commission allowed passengers to use 3G and 4G internet on flights. They say even if the new rules are enacted allowing talk time on the air, phones will still be banned for takeoff and landing, which I think is fine because that's the most dangerous part of the flight. They want to make sure we're all paying attention. You know, my husband's a pilot, and he said, you know, it's not that the cell phone is interfering with the plane because nobody would allow anybody to bring one on. All it takes is somebody not following the rules, turning it on, and what, the plane's going to go down? No, that doesn't happen. But he said they want people to pay attention, you know? And so you're sitting there talking on a cell phone when somebody else is trying to pay attention to the rules and what to do with your flotation devices and the oxygen and all that other stuff. It's important. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm in that same predicament where I'm afraid to fly, or we have to plan our flights like either in the middle of the night or when the office is closed, and hope that we don't have an issue with the on-call person taking the, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, and if I could be accessed by phone, I would love that. Now, mind you, these airplanes are going to have to do what I think Virgin America has, where you could plug your cell phone into the seat. Okay, that's going to be kind of important, where you have to plug your cell phone into the seat so that you can, because most of our cell phones die within 2 hours of use. If you're playing a game, right? I tried playing a game. I've never played a game for 2 hours, but if I had a long wait at the DMV, I just burned through the battery. So that's interesting nonetheless. That'll be cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Heart risks from stress tests. Doctors are being warned that two drugs used in cardiac nuclear stress tests can cause heart attacks and death in patients. Now, we're going to also talk about this tomorrow because I know a lot of you guys have concern. But we use Lexiscan, which is regadenoson, and Adenoscan, which uses adenosine. And these are what we use during the cardiac nuclear stress test. What we're trying to do is when we stress your heart, we try to see if you have lack of blood flow to the heart. All right. The drugs are approved to be used for these stress tests in patients that cannot exercise. What do? They dilate the arteries of the heart. They increase blood flow to help reveal blockages and obstructions in the heart's arteries. Because if you can't exercise on the treadmill and increase heart flow, et cetera, and dilate the arteries of the heart, even though you have vasoconstriction in other parts, your sympathetic system shunts blood to the heart. Apparently, this Lexiscan and the Adenoscan cause blood to flow to the healthier unobstructed arteries, which can then reduce blood flow in an obstructed artery. Okay, that's how they can tell something's wrong. But in some cases, the reduced blood flow could lead to a heart attack. So before you guys go, oh my gosh, well, duh, that's why we're doing a stress test. The reason why we're doing a stress test is in a controlled environment to see if you're at risk for heart disease. That's why we're doing it in the first place. So the warnings and precautions sections, or the PI, of the drugs previously included information about possible risk of heart attack and death using these drugs, but recent reports of serious adverse events in the FDA Adverse Event Reporting System database and the medical literature prompted us to approve changes to the drug labels to include updated recommendations. Basically, the new recommendations advise doctors to screen all these stress test candidates for the suitability to receive these medications. They say doctors should not use these drugs if you have unstable angina, which they don't, or cardiovascular instability. So most of these heart doctors, they don't use them anyway. You see, I mean, if you're on, if you have unstable angina, if they think you have a clogged artery, they'll take you to cath, or they'll do an angiogram, or I mean, they won't make you do these. I mean, again, the stress test is we're going to put stress on the heart to see which part of the heart is not getting blood, so then we can identify if there's an issue and where it is. Okay, and we do it in a controlled setting. Okay, we understand people could die during a stress test, but people could also die going to work out in the gym and not being checked. That's why we do the stress test. If you cannot handle the treadmill, you can't handle the exercise part of it, okay, then there's the sit-down test. And with the sit-down test, we use the adenosine or the reganosine. I haven't seen a lot of that used as much as the adenosine when I was in training. And then we see what's going on. And when we do the nuclear stress test, we could see the image of the heart and the lack of blood flow to certain areas, etc. We know there's an issue. Now, could it induce a heart attack? Absolutely. Okay, which is why it's in a controlled setting. However, if we think you're high risk, we wouldn't do that test. The heart doctors would, like I said, do an angiogram where they shoot some dye and they try to look at which artery. You know, this PET scan we talked about last week where they could find the artery that is about to have the inflammation that then is about to, you know, break off. So, I mean, there's other things they could do. All right, but this is not news, people, okay? You know, what we're trying to do with the stress test is stress the heart to see where there could be the trouble spots. When you stress the heart, that could be risk. But somebody said, well, I don't want anybody to stress the heart because I don't want to die. Well, the type of stress they put on your heart could be very equal to you having a nightmare or you having sex or you having heavy activity. All right. I mean, you know, we want to push you just a little bit more because we want to see what's going on. If we only raise your heart rate up to 95 beats a minute, we're not doing any good for you. We want to know what happens when we really get that heart rate up so we know what your heart can handle. We need to know. And again, it's in a controlled setting. But if we think you're too unstable for that, they're not going to do the test. They're going to do something else. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, you know, this is what I'm talking about with psychiatric stress tests. Okay? I mean, we have such an issue with people just losing it and, you know, stabbing their father or, and by the way, hospitals are saying with that congressman's, that state senator's son, that there was room in other hospitals. So we're going to kind of investigate that in the next hour. But, you know, in terms of these, you know, we're stressing the heart. Maybe we should stress the psychology, all right, and the psyche of people. And is there a psychiatric stress test to see if we can make somebody go berserk? Now, the thing is I think you can make anybody go berserk. Right? I think you can make anybody, you know, hit or punch somebody or jump somebody. I mean, we're animals, you know, mind you. Even though we're humans, we're animals. But I like the idea of stress tests. We, you know, we can kind of see what you can handle. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.